Jerry Bader Show, 1048. A friend makes an interesting point on email. What if there was a swimsuit edition of SI in the bar? Would that be more offensive than the sign that says, women, no shirt, free beer, free pizza? Representative Dean Coffert owns a bar that had that sign for years. When someone found out about it and told the Journal Sentinel, he told his manager to take it down. And I said yesterday, I guess that's the right thing to do. Here's my concern. Maybe this time it's the right thing to do. It appears to me that Republicans are terrified of this war on women strategy here in Wisconsin. And Bill Cramer, quite frankly, gave them something to be worried about. And I'm just concerned now that they're going to go off the deep end here. If you have any comments on that, and apparently, actually, you know who I would have liked to have heard from, but nobody's called in on this. I'm a little surprised on that, are women. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you're a woman and you walked into a bar and you saw that sign, and I don't have the answer to this, how offended would you be? Actually, you know what? I'm going to stay on this because I do want to know what women would think. Now, by the way, I used to frequent bars a lot, and I would see a lot of raunchy stuff like this. I haven't frequented bars since I've been married, and quite honestly, my wife and I, and obviously this predates the smoking ban, were in a smoky bar all of once. That's because a coworker of my wife's in Sheboygan, her significant other was in a band, and we went to see the band. And what we remembered is we didn't miss our clothes being smoked all to heck, which of course isn't a problem anymore. But I would like to hear from women on this. If you walk in, and I think it depends, and this where bars are different. If you walk into a fine dining establishment with a bar, you don't expect to see that sign. Or should you never expect to see a sign like that in 2014? I'm appealing to the women here. Well, I don't know how appealing I am to them, but I'm appealing to them. For is it different use of the word there? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yes, it is offensive.
Okay.
It goes back to the Wisconsin Dells issue that we talked about a time ago where the, you know, those T-shirts, the logo.
Right, but kids aren't supposed to be in a bar. Well,
it's
they are, I guess.
No matter what. It is offensive for kids. It is offensive for adults. If you go to the Bible, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:22 that I have to go to my Bible and actually get this verse.
Joanne, that's okay. I'd rather you not quote Scripture. We don't have time. So I'm fine with Scripture, but we just don't have time. Thanks a lot for the call. Patricia in Green Bay. Patricia, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would expect to see that kind of thing in a bar. It doesn't offend me at all. It's not like it's a family atmosphere or in a church or something like that. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on in a bar that might be considered tawdry or whatever, and, you know, you'd probably see the same kind of thing about guys in a bar.
Quite frankly, is my wife and I don't go to bars. I mean, I have no problem with bars. Don't get it wrong. I spent way too much time in bars, so I'm not going to sound like a hypocrite. All right, Patricia, thanks a lot for the call. Lori writes, I would smile and not be offended. Heather in Stevens Point. Heather, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Work in a bar, and consider myself a pretty feminist woman, and I find no offense to the sign whatsoever, and actually I think it is a joke, and it is meant to be a joke. And these signs have been around forever, and if it offends anybody, then they shouldn't go in, but the sign should remain.
As a feminist, shouldn't you be offended that they joke about wanting to see your breasts?
No. I don't think a sign would take to the limit that it is perceived to be at this point.
Now, if a drunk suggests the same thing in person, that's not the same thing, is it? I mean, that's the way they're almost treating this, Heather, as though no one's really asking you to show your, you know what I'm saying? It's as you said, it's a joke. Thanks a lot for the call. To Mary in Green Bay. Mary, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm 50 years old. I am not in the least bit offended. It's a joke. It's meant to be a joke. People need to lighten up a little bit. I'm a Christian woman, but the fact remains, I do have a sense of humor.
See, and okay, It's not as though anyone really, they're not
expects
really asking,
it.
Right, they're not asking women to really do this, and nobody
Correct.
Expects a woman, unless she's not sober at the time.
I don't even think a woman, even if she was not sober, wouldn't do that. It's a joke.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I've seen a woman flash her breasts in a bar. I mean, I have. And it was unsolicited, by the way. And they finally threw her out. I mean, she kept doing it. And it was a bar in Oshkosh. And they finally threw her out. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm trying to see what women think about this. And so far, one woman felt it was offensive and the rest did not, right? Let's see if we can get a couple of more. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you walked into a bar, you're a woman, and you see that sign, women, no shirt, free beer, free pizza. I'm not saying it isn't inappropriate, and I guess I do agree with Representative Dean Coffer taking down such a sign in his bar. My concern is I don't think it's that bad. And in the wake of Bill Cramer, I'm afraid Republicans are just going to completely be walking on eggshells and be afraid to say anything they might remotely think offends a woman. Shannon in Green Bay. Shannon, go ahead.
I just have one thing to say. Who wants to see the breasts of a woman who would sell it for beer and pizza? They're not going to be that good.
Right on, sister. Right on. So you're not offended.
Exactly.
You're not offended.
I'm not offended. I think it's just typical. If it's in Green Bay, it's typical Green Bay bars.
Now, this is actually, well, Crawford's from Neenah, so I'm going to assume the bar is somewhere in the Fox Valley area. Tara in Green Bay. Tara, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I'm 32. I've worked in a bar. I just believe it's a freedom of speech thing, and I think it's funny. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all.
Well, now it's interesting. Tara, we're not getting hardly any women who would be offended. So if you went in, you wouldn't walk out of the bar. You would just laugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk out of the bar.
My wife would probably go, gee, that's stupid. I mean, that's pretty much what I can imagine. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jill writes, OMG, when are we going to go back to people using common sense? The sign in the bar is obviously meant to get a laugh. It's not a direct threat. It's not even inappropriate considering this is an adult establishment. Jill, thanks for writing. I think so far we have Joanne in Sheboygan and all the other women who've called in thus far. I don't know. Now, because no women are offended, I'm rethinking my opinion that Coffer did the right thing. Although I'm sure there are some women somewhere who are offended who don't want to call in. I think a joke like that is, yeah, what if the bar, what? Someone called in and said, what if the bar was owned by, that's your thoughts. Jason wants to make it clear, you know, I can have a thought over here. Well, I know that. What if it were a bar owned by women that said, if you're a man, show your manhood. Free beer and pizza. That's a mistake because there's enough loser men who would do it. See, you actually can't do that one. I'm joking, Jason. You actually can't do that one. Not enough loser women. I think the percentage of loser men after a few beers that would drop trowel for free beer and pizza outweigh women. I don't mean outweigh. Outnumber women. Been going on this topic for 8 minutes. I got to get myself in trouble here sometime. All right, we'll leave it at that. As I said, my concern is, Norm writes, what offends me is ladies' nights where women get free or reduced drinks just for the fact they are women. Well, you know why that is, Norm. I mean, actually, that is offensive because they're being used as bait. That's actually more offensive. They are. Ladies' nights aren't meant to just attract the ladies, you know. I don't know. I guess I still think Coffer did the right thing, but I really am concerned that Republicans are just going to freak out now in the wake of this. In the after-show video, Scott Walker's tax cut plan passes Senate, likely to become law. I want to talk a little bit about that. And, oh, yeah, we didn't get to this. Crazy Bernie Sanders, socialist senator. There's no need to end Saturday mail delivery. That in the after show video, which you can find at the Jerry Bader Show hub at jerrybadershow.com. By the way, quickly, I'll tell you tomorrow. Bye.
The Jerry Bader Show.